So it was a good day today. Just think there was a lot of improvement. You know, they got their legs up underneath them a little bit. Understand, you know, the tempo of practice and all those things. No matter how many times you're out here, when you take a break, like, you know, when you have a summer break and then you come back out, there's always a little bit of an adjustment on that first day. So I thought we were a lot better today and a lot more crisp. So open it up to questions.
So your thoughts on having DeAndre back and just kind of riding a bike, basically?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, he's right back into the swing of things and made some nice plays today, and it's good to have everybody out there.
Bill, how about Derek Newton?
Derek Newton? Yeah, I think that's probably day-to-day.
Bill, what are your reasonable expectations for Clowney if he can stay healthy?
Well, I think that, you know, just, again, like I said yesterday, we just start with the whole team. We have high expectations for everybody that's out there. And understanding that with Jadeveon, he's going into his third year. He's healthy. He's had a really good offseason. When he has played for us in the past, he's played very, very well. He's made a lot of plays. He's an explosive player. So we look for him to continue to get better out here every day and then make a lot of plays for us in the fall.
At this point, does he have the mental stuff down that he needs to?
Yes, he's a very smart player, John. He's an instinctive player. He's a smart player. He's very good in the meetings. He understands multiple positions. He can do a lot of different things. He can play outside backer. He can play defensive end in a four-down scheme. He can go inside and do a number of different things. So he definitely understands his role.
Expect for Andre Howe.
Dre Howe's a solid player. He's made a lot of plays for us over the last 2 years. You can think of, you know, numerous times where he's made plays that have really helped us win games, like the pick six last year against Jacksonville. You know, that was a big play in that game. He's a solid player. Very, very coachable guy, smart guy, and a hard-working guy.
Bill, how about Kush? He seems like he's in best shape of his life, and he came off a good season last year.
Yeah, you guys, everybody, I think, by now understands how I feel about Kush. You know, he's a really tough, heart and soul type of guy. He comes back every year in shape, ready to go. He's dealt with different things in his career, but one of the leaders of our football team, and it's great to see him out there.
Coach, how important was it that DeAndre Hopkins did not hold out long for the younger wide receivers? How important was it?
Yeah, anytime you get you have the leader of that group out there, no question that it's important, because, you know, you can see out there today he's talking to Fuller, talking to Braxton, other guys, Wendell Williams, about different things in the offense, how to line up, how we run certain drills. So anytime you have that presence, that's something that's really good for your team.
Hey, Bill, can you talk about Kevin Johnson and how –
Yeah. Yeah, he had a couple things in the offseason he had to take care of health-wise, so he wasn't out there for the spring. So he's knocking the rust off a little bit. But I'll tell you, the one thing about him is he's a very, very mature guy, hardworking guy, has excellent transition to the football, understands our defense really well, and a fun guy to coach. Brings a lot of energy to the field every day, so it's great to have him back out there.
Billy, you said things are a little more crisp today.
Yeah.
What specifically?
I would say on both sides of the ball, we just, and on special teams, I just thought that guys were moving better. I think anytime you go out there the first day, you're getting your legs up underneath you. You know, running a conditioning test and practicing football are two totally different things. The conditioning test is just a baseline test of where our team's at. But once you get out here and you're running around with a helmet on and having to think and do certain things, it's a little bit different. I thought from yesterday to today, they made a lot of improvement.
Did you notice any noticeable improvement in Brock having DeAndre out here and seeing kind of that combination?
Yeah, obviously, you know, he hit him a couple times. A couple times the defense made good plays on the ball there. But having Hop out here with Brock is always a good thing to see.
Bill, I know you're watching everything, but you took a long look at your offensive line today.
Yeah.
It's obviously a group a little bit in flux. What do you think of the work? What do you expect from them this early?
Yeah, we've got some health issues there to deal with. But at the end of the day, we're very happy with that group. When everybody's fresh and ready to go, they'll all be back, and we'll have a healthy complement out there. That's part of the deal in the NFL. They're very well coached. It's a good group, tough, hardworking guys. So we have high expectations for that group.
Year three for Xavier, obviously the pads are on all, but what have you thought about his pass protection so far?
I think it's been good. I mean, I think that he's a much improved player over the last year or so. You know, say something about him. You know, he came back this year and really nailed the conditioning test. I mean, went out there and really ran it well, which was good for all of us to see, good for his teammates to see, and I think he's really started off on a good foot, good note here in training camp.
There's a lot of attention being paid by fans to the special teams and the like you're doing things a little bit different this year. Could you talk through some of the things that you're working on special teams in the future?
Sure. Every year is different. You know, we have a different coach, obviously, there, and Larry Izzo, Doug Coleman helping him out. They're doing an excellent job. Larry's a very good teacher. He requires guys to really pay attention in the meetings, to understand instinctively sometimes what to do out here. Has a good progression to the way he installs things. And you know, I think when you look at our returner situation, we have a lot of candidates. You know, it'll be tough to make a decision on who is the first returner, because there are a number of guys back there that have a really good skill set for that type of job. So it'll be interesting to watch that during preseason.
Thank you.